Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is our Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning, and Alexis Fox and Raven Neal here this morning to talk about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities and a big anniversary, 50 years. We're going to get into all of that. If you have not followed their Facebook page, you should, because it has all kinds of information, not only about the plant sale, but about 50 years of Rappahannock Adult Activities, and we will talk about that this morning. But first, Alexis is the plant lady. With everything, and just a couple more weeks left. I was out there. There's still the other day. There's still a lot of good stuff and a lot of tomatoes. It seems
there was a lot. Yeah, we have a lot of tomatoes. Tomatoes are always one of the things that we do a lot of. And this year we planned it out because of our big 50th birthday party. We planned it out to have more stuff ready to end it with. So
that
weather's warming up,
and yeah,
and now all the pretties are there.
Yeah, no, it was nice to come and see, because there hadn't been a lot of flowers and the blooming stuff, but now it really looks good.
Yeah, and you know, we had a very cold, dark winter.
Yeah.
So we got to wait for nature to do her thing.
But that for you's got to be the tough thing. Because you can't it's just like you're like a farmer. I mean, you're at the mercy of the weather and the sunshine, especially.
Weather, the sunshine, planning things out. Sometimes it works out the way you want. Sometimes you're scrambling a bit. But, yeah, we're all ready. Everything's full and pretty. Everybody's helping out.
I have felt for you and thought about you during this spring, especially last week when it was so cold at nights, because I thought, yeah, a lot of times when it warms up, you can leave things out, but you've had to go take them in and out, and probably a lot being in.
So that's always a process. So, you know, it starts, I'll put them all in a big rack and take them outside for 15 minutes and then back. And, you know, we're always hardening off. So I think there's a process there that people don't see, that we're outside, we're inside, longer stretches. And then, you know, once you get a really cold snap, everybody has to come in.
We talked about this the last time, right before the sale. And that to me is always so interesting, of how you've said you can't just buy them in the greenhouse, take them home, and then plant them outside, because they won't be ready for the changing temperatures.
Yep, they have to get acclimated a bit. So there's a lot of work involved. You'll find plants behind all sorts of things, hiding behind the greenhouse. Here.
You really, in a way, are like a plant babysitter.
Yeah, it's a lot of care goes into them.
Mm-hmm. Just to get them ready, and then just like they're just like your little kids.
Yeah, it's like letting my little babies go. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the one thing I did discover about Alexis about you this spring is, this is kind of like no plant left behind. You don't like to hear when a plant doesn't make it, and when someone comes back and says to you, "We had a problem," you trace. Look at everything. You trace it to figure out, was it us? Was it you? Was it something along the line?
Well, we think that everyone can be successful with plants, which is why so much work goes into them. Because, you know, we work with lots of people. There's lots of hands. We're teaching all the time. And, you know, if somebody has an issue, we want to know. And so that for them, it's better later. You know.
Yeah. No. The other thing with the plant sale, and especially now, you can go out when you buy these, whether it's you, whether they're master gardeners, usually there can mm-hmm. answer your questions.
Yep. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things. I love that we have so many. We have great customers who are really interested in plants. We have master gardeners every day of our sale, which for me is great. You know, because we just get to talk about cool plant stuff and. You know, then there's always somebody who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. there's the plant sale is Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 9 to noon,
yep.
Through the 16th.
Yeah, so our big birthday party is going to be our final sale day, which is not what we normally do. We normally don't have a this is it. So, you know, that's new and probably will present its own challenges. But we're we're excited about it.
Yeah. So we're going to get into all that. The 50th anniversary is really great. But again, the plant sale is going on. And if you went the first few weeks of it,
Maybe missed out on some of the cool stuff that's available now.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't been there for a couple of weeks. And when I went on Friday, everything I looked at was totally different than what at the beginning of the sale.
Yep. Well, and, you know, when we grow and have things, you know, sometimes you grow four flats and you get four flats, but once those are gone, they're gone. And then sometimes we have other stuff hiding around. So that's why I'm always asking people what they're looking for.
Yeah. So yeah. It is always interesting because so many of the people who come to the plant sale are pretty a lot of your buyers are pretty seasoned, and I mean they know what they're doing, but they still have questions.
A lot of people still have questions, and I'm amazed at how many people just keep coming back year after year. I look forward to seeing our customers. It's like seeing old friends, you know.
Yeah.
People's dogs, like, are you kidding me? Like, we have the best dogs come through. Shout out to my buddy Polo, he's the best.
You know,
he was a puppy
that
when he came in, now he's like six.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're so close to the dog park. So
yeah, that is right.
People go to the dog park and then come and buy plants, and the dogs come with.
750 Kings Highway, and when it's Kings Highway, and it's as you're going to King George, you can't miss it because you've got a buzz. If you look over to the right in an open field, are you the one who put the sign up?
Yep. I have now perfected how to do that.
It's a big sign, and it covers
giant.
The bus.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you've got to have a ladder or two.
No. I actually now tie handles and then throw it over the bus, and then one person catches, and then we stake it into the ground.
It's a lot safer than it used to be.
Yeah.
We used to climb on top of the roof of the bus. We have made some improvements for safety.
No, we're always learning, and that is one of those things we've learned.
So when you see now next year when you do that, you need to tell me because I want to come out and do a video.
He wants it's to entertaining.
It is.
So you actually, because I looked at it and thought you must get a ladder and go up there.
We used to, and that proved to be treacherous. So now
I can see that.
Yeah. Now we're always learning. We're always learning how to make things better for next time.
Learning and improving.
Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 at 750 Kings Highway for the Rappahannock Adult Activities plant sale, the spring plant sale. Saturdays 9 until noon. Through May the 16th. May the 16th is a big 50th anniversary celebration, and that is what we're going to talk about when we come back. Alexis Fox is here, and Raven Neal. Raven's going to take over and talk a lot about the history.
Exciting.
It is very exciting. It is very exciting. Mm-hmm. I've learned a whole lot
just
by looking at old pictures.
Honestly, I have too.
So 50 years is a
mm-hmm.
long time.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
It is Rappahannock Adult Activities this morning. Raven and Alexis here talking about the plant sale and the 50th anniversary. 50 years, Raven, it is something, and I have learned. I thought I knew everything there was about you guys, but boy, it really has been documented over the 50 years.
Yes.
I think that's because a lot of times you don't have a lot of history, but you've got black and white pictures. You've got pictures that look like they're like from Polaroids or, you know, back from the 70s. It looked like they were in the 70s.
They were. We have had a wonderful time going through everything. There are boxes and boxes of pictures and old documents. So it has been such a gift for us to be able to really explore that history. I'm so thankful for the people before us who kept track of everything.
Yeah.
Took those pictures, wrote down dates. It has really just been very insightful to what this program has meant to this community for as long as it has.
Well, and as we do these programs every year, and we do maybe 3 or 4 programs a year about the work of Rappahannock Adult Activities,
mm-hmm.
and we'll talk about, you know, meeting the needs of individuals with mental and physical disabilities,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, you start looking at 50 years, and you think there's really a great history here.
This absolutely,
is, and because I just know now the work you do is just terrific. That you all, everyone, the work that you all do is just fantastic, and we might even meet some of those some people today before this show ends.
That would be wonderful.
And it would be, but just to see the history behind
yes,
it.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people who really poured their lives
yes.
for all these 50 years
yes.
into this.
Yes. And they really set the foundation for what this program is, and really in the region for what services for individuals with intellectual disabilities are. I can't imagine how these people would be getting served without the hard work of all of those that came before us. So with a little history, us turning 50, we did open in 1976 at the Little Falls School off of Kings Highway. That building is still there. We lovingly refer to it as the Red Building now.
That's the one out by the road.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's the one that you see when you are passing us by. It, its historical foundation was this tiny little school, and they took it over and turned it to our first day program. And the folks were supported there for quite a while until the actual building opened in 1990.
And so that's the building you're in now.
Is yes,
that right?
Yes.
The one that, yep. that yep. sits back a little bit.
Yep. And that's the current building that we're in now. It was actually 1996. And yes, the current building that we are still in today, and we have just continued to expand for the past 50 years. We're in 5 permanent locations. We have multiple different community groups in our YMCAs. So we're very, very proud of the growth that we have had, but really appreciate and respect where we came from.
That whole area, I never even realized it. I didn't know that building was known as the mm-hmm. Little Falls School.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'd heard of that, and you looked at some of these pictures from
yes.
back then, and I mean that was a little tiny building.
Yeah, a little schoolhouse. We would not be able to fit into it today, that's for sure. We have definitely expanded from what that building is able to provide us space-wise, but it's really incredible to go in there and just know what that building holds so much history besides yeah. just us.
Yeah. No, and you think of it, as you have posted this past month, just even some of the names of past people, and all of a sudden you recognize names, and there's some people with names on buildings around here.
Yeah, absolutely.
There were a lot of people involved.
Yes.
And like you say, just sort of the foresight mm-hmm. to know to get the ball rolling on these programs.
To see the need in the community and that it wasn't being met, and then to go out there and, you know, take a chance and take a risk and really expand what we have today wouldn't have been possible without those people really putting their heart into this program and getting us started.
No, it is exciting to see that. And you've also posted pictures. I mean, there are a lot of different activities
yes.
that are done that we see today.
Yes.
But the activities were happening really from the start.
From the beginning. You know, with what they had available to them, I love to see the pictures of the old computer labs that were in
yes.
The sites.
yes.
We do no longer have those, as we have moved on to different technology rather than a big clunky desktop computer. But those things have been incredible to see. All of the old Mayfest pictures, those have been probably my favorites, to really be able to see that there was an activity, an outreach program in place every year, really since we started, to really just give the community an opportunity to learn about people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Mayfest is that brings back memories.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. Because that I had not even heard of Mayfest, and it was Kathy Valentine
yes.
who called me up and said, "I need to come in," and she came in for years.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and would bring people, mm-hmm. and it was really a passion of hers. And she would come in actually a couple times a year just to talk about, and would usually bring the Alexis of the whoever the Alexis
yes,
was
at the time.
At that time,
yes,
would bring that person mm-hmm. along, and that person wasn't always happy to come. Wasn't always as happy to come in as Alexis is, but just there is just I think a lot. There are a lot of people in this community. If you mention Mayfest, they can.
They'll remember.
They can remember that.
It was a very memorable event that they put on.
It was like
on.
A little carnival.
It was. They had.
Not so little.
No, they. Petting zoos, bands, hot air balloons. Yeah. I mean, what they were able to achieve is incredible. I really admire it because I know how much work goes into these types of things. And so it is very incredible on all of the things that they were able to put out for the community.
Yeah, no, Mayfest was such, and it was, I do remember them talking about mm-hmm. hot air balloons.
Oh, yes.
And thinking, in how? South Stafford?
Yeah, how? what an sight that would have been to see.
But Rabbinic Adult Activities has always been the kind of organization that it. I mean, you've done some great things,
yeah,
and there really have been in big things,
mm-hmm. yes,
kinds
yeah.
of things, and again, and that goes back to just the leadership and some of the families and volunteers.
Yeah, we have been very lucky to have a lot of the folks that we started supporting right after high school. They're still with us. We have people still coming into our program that have been with us since the 80s. So that has been really wonderful to be able to go back and look on those pictures as well, to see, you know, their different abilities that they used to have that they may no longer have, and just how well they have aged and just how happy they are still. That has been really such a gift while going through and planning for this 50th birthday.
Well, Alexis has always opened up just kind of the world that she has of getting them all involved. And I've often told you, it tells such a great story. They're funny, they're engaging, and it's hilarious to listen, especially after a weekend. If I'm there on a when you first see them on a Monday or a Tuesday and start talking to them about weekends,
yes,
you all have a great conversation.
I think we're lucky that we just have great conversations all the time.
Yeah,
You know, and we're genuinely helping people, you know, foster what they want to learn. It's not just the plants. It is, you know, going out in the community. Like, the guys are out all the time. And, you know, I get a little jealous because I got to do, you know, greenhouse stuff. But they'll come back and tell me, like,
yes.
We went here and we talked to so-and-so. Or if they see you somewhere, they know when they've seen Ted somewhere mm-hmm. else. Yeah. They're like,
B105.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
They always ask me, are you... Do you know Trapper?
Yeah.
Is Trapper with you? They always ask that.
Fan favorite.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so we're super lucky we get to do cool stuff.
Yes.
Well, and that's what I enjoy the plant sale, just because really starting in January, mm-hmm. you all start working in the greenhouse.
That's when the real hustle begins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
But everybody has different abilities. You're able to work mm-hmm. with them, and they really help make the plant sale go in a lot of ways, because they help you with the planting.
Yeah, they do. And so much of that, you know, with the guys helping, that is us finding their skill set and what really works for them. So, like, we have individuals who there's no way they want to get dirty. You know, they do not want to put their hands in plants.
I'm one of those.
Yeah, but those are the people that, like, you know, I talk to about signs. We talk about what we're going to put on Facebook. You know, they put their opinions there. So we really do have an activity that kind of helps everyone foster something that they're interested in. And then that's just across the board at RAAI. Mm-hmm. It's so, like, it's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I only see the side
yes.
of
yep.
the
you
plants,
see this one,
the greenhouse side, but I know that they're going other places.
Yes, oh, so much more.
We try to make every single support individualized to the person we're providing that support to. Mm-hmm. So if they want to learn how to ride a Fred bus or whatever task or thing that they want to achieve or do, we make sure that we get that person to be able to do those things. We have amazing staff who are very, very dedicated and who really take the time to get to know the individuals that we support. So they share with them the goals that they want to achieve, things that they like, and our staff are really awesome at making sure that those things can happen for them. Whatever it is,
yeah, no, yep. Whatever it is,
yep.
and then that's kind of mm-hmm. that's kind of the key. The exciting thing about with the plant sale, a lot of times they'll help you, Alexis, by either taking things out to people's cars or they'll check you out.
It's so funny. I was telling a parent just over the weekend on Saturday, Her son for years has been taking plants by wagon. All of a sudden, he does not want to anymore. Mm-hmm. He will not take a wagon. Now he wants to learn our new cash register. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like when his mom came without him and was like, oh, has he been? And I was like, you know, not like normal. We have now switched it up. We've moved on. That yes. is not his task anymore.
Yeah.
And the register is. So, you know, also the guys are always changing what they want to do and what they want to learn and how they want to help. So that's great, too. Like just watching everyone, you know, change and grow, and it's so fun.
Explore new interests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and I think one of the great things, we'll talk about this when we come back, just about how, I mean, you really have helped change perceptions in the community, that you don't have to be afraid.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
And you can actually carry on conversations.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it can be something. And that's why, Alexis, the plant sale is so important, mm-hmm. because the plant sale helps provide some funding for what you do.
Yes. Yep. Come buy all the plants.
And the plant sale does go on until the 16th.
Yep, the 16th. The big birthday party is the final plant sale day.
That'll be the 50th birthday party at 750 Kings Highway from 12 to 2.
Correct.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about what you can expect that day.
Awesome.
And talk a little bit more about the history there and the plants. Again, the plant sale going on Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 9 to noon at 750 Kings Highway in South Stafford. Raven Neal, Alexis Fox here this morning. We will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
Alexis Fox, Raven Neal here this morning from Rappahannock Adult Activities as we talk about a couple of things. First of all, the plant sale is still going on through May 16th, 10 to 4, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon on Saturdays at 750 Kings Highway. If you're headed toward King George on Kings Highway, it's over to the right. What, a couple miles from the bridge, from the Chatham Bridge?
Yeah, it's about a mile past the Walmart. So
Walmart.
Right,
yeah,
there on the
better.
Right.
On the right.
Mm-hmm. Can't miss us.
Can't miss it.
Yep.
And now that I know, Alexis, about how you did the
sign up,
next year you've got to, I need a little bit of a heads up, and I'll be over there.
All right.
to document how it says plant sale.
Yeah.
And it's this massive sign, and it's right there at 750 Kings Highway. So Raven Neal with Rappahannock Adult Activities, May 16th, 12 to noon. You are celebrating.
Yep.
50 years.
Yeah, very exciting. We're having our 50th birthday party, 12 to noon, May 16th, or 12 to 2, May 16th, at our Kings Highway location. We have a lot of fun little activities planned. All of the individuals in our program have been invited. The community is invited as well. Come celebrate with us 50 years. We are going to have a dunk tank, which I may get in at some point.
I was
going to
ask you, if you and Alexis were there, I would pay big money.
It is $5 for three shots at dunking.
Both of you.
Thought it might be great for my staff to have an opportunity to dunk me if they want to. So we have that. We're going to have face painting, temporary tattoos, food trucks, craft activities. We have obviously the plant sale going on, design a cupcake, all types of different activities, just some fun things to do. We're going to display the history of RAI, have a chance to come out and look at those pictures that you've been seeing posted on our Facebook page, plus thousands more. So really just a time for everybody to get together, celebrate what an accomplishment the program is, that hard work that everybody before us put into the program, and to see how we're still here, we're growing, we're thriving, and just come and celebrate the program with us.
Boy, what you've meant to families, and I know a few families that have had over the years people involved, just it's I don't know how you, it's hard to put into words.
It is, and we are so appreciative of them trusting us every day to support their mm-hmm. loved one. It has always been a goal and a thing that we really abide by, is making sure that the program is a place that we would want to put our loved ones in. So we really lead with that and just try to make sure that it is a safe, healthy environment for them, get enriching times with people in the community, and really just have something to do during their day that's meaningful.
Yeah. No, that's it. And there are so many things, because we were just talking off air just about a lot of the things that you and your staff have to know and monitor. I mean, there's a lot of things. Just daily, and then there's always, and I know over the years that you've had to weather. We talk about 50 years. Just think of all the federal regulations or the state regulations or the state changing a program, and all of a sudden it makes life difficult. There have been a lot of things.
Absolutely, yes.
Over the years that you can all, you know, all attest to.
Oh, going through all the different changes, whether state, locally, it's definitely a lot of work to make sure that the program is able to adapt to whatever changes are necessary. Most of the time, the changes are for good reason, and so we are able to adapt, but changing the program structure and getting everybody on board with it. It's definitely a task, but we take it in stride, and you know that this is what we have to do to remain open and be a part of this community. We will take any of those changes on and figure it out in the end.
Yeah, you have, but I mean, yeah, just go into any office and say, we're going to change something today, and everybody, it might be just moving the stapler in somebody's office and it creates a problem. You guys have had to, over the years, have had to really deal with some things. And I think that's what makes this 50th anniversary so special. But like you said, the goal has always been to give all the participants and the families, you know, a meaningful experience. And you've stayed true to that.
Yeah, that is definitely what we will always aim to do, despite whether our program structure looks completely different from year to year.
And it has.
It has. I can tell you that the program that was opened 50 years ago is vastly different from the program that we are running today. A lot of structure and oversight is involved now, but it does make for the best, safest environment for those people that we're supporting. So we're happy to do whatever it needs to be done.
Well, one of the things that has never changed with Rappahannock Adult Activities is the level of the plants, and just the superior. And I've known three or four of the Alexises over the years, mm-hmm. and Alexis is like you, Alexis is in a standard by herself,
a category of her own.
She is
absolutely.
She is a legend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. I don't think so.
Oh, I go around and talk to the you know, whether it's the Rich La Rochelle's or the Ann Littles or you know mm-hmm. the Downtown Greens people, and everybody talks about you know Alexis, don't you?
She's very, very good.
Yeah. Also, like, we just have such a great community. Mm-hmm. Like, we have such a great community with so many great people. And especially when it comes to plants and growing. Like, you know, we have Downtown Greens and the Education Farm mm-hmm. and, you know, amazing local farmers. And you like, and that's that you just kind of talk and network. And, you know, it's a... There's a whole, we could do a whole podcast or something on that, just how much sharing happens there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did not realize it until a few years ago. And in name dropping Alexis, they all were just like, oh, we work all the time with, and you've taken people out to the Education Farm and in Downtown Greens.
Well, and I think that's one of those things that, once again, people don't see. There's lots of nonprofits, and we're all kind of doing cool things together. So if I can donate pots to you because that helps your school, or, you know, we all work together in that way. And I want us to... You know, like, who doesn't want to go support local people doing cool stuff? And we have so many, you know, especially for our guys, like, that we support.
It's
you know, then
a wonderful opportunity
again,
for them. So
And I know just in businesses or organizations can help too. When you go and you buy when you buy plants at Easter, or you buy you know, and you get for Valentine's Day. You get things delivered, and they love to do that.
Oh, gosh.
The guys love to deliver. They are the best delivery guys.
They've come here and delivered stuff.
Yeah. That's one of the things they look forward to. That's one of the pieces that the guys really like is, you know, showing up and, you know, saying hi and bringing the flowers. You know, they also know the work involved, like when they've helped with it.
Yeah.
And then they're bringing, like, there's that, you know, in a way it's almost like their job and it's that thing they're really proud of. So they enjoy sharing that.
Yeah. No, and you teach them. So, I mean, I've learned things along with them of, you know, how to care for a plant, or when you plant a seed, is this going to take a long time or is it going to take a shorter time?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a smaller seed, it's going to take longer.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's one of that. Whenever people will ask that, it's an Alexis moment where I can say this is what I learned.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is all of that. Again, the plant sale Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday 9 to noon, through May the 16th. And so when the 16th is here and gone. This is a great time now to be buying things and to get them.
Yeah, because
we are
at the point now where when you purchase your plants from us, you can just go home and plant it in the ground.
Right. We're past the frost. Yes.
Yeah, everything's been hardened off. That process of months of moving plants is we're finished with it.
So after doing months of getting ready for the plant sale, I guess now then you're going to start transitioning. I hate to say the word fall. We're not even to summer yet, and I don't want to think about it because fall means winter, and that...
Our plant sale schedule is always months ahead
of
weather.
Yep, so it'll be mums and natives that, you know, we finish working on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is one of the great things about going over to Rappahannock Adult Activities in the cold of December.
Yep, that's a great time. Yep, the cold of December is when, you know, a lot of stuff is growing in the greenhouse, and then in the summer it's all outside. The greenhouse is too warm for our individuals in the summer to be in.
So
once again, you know, we can control the heat in the winter. We can't control the heat in the summer. We can't vent it out. You know, like we had a greenhouse go down on Good Friday. So, you know, it was 87 degrees outside. That greenhouse hit 130 because the fans didn't come on and the vents. No, that was terrible. We have been working. I consider that a big fail. But,
yeah, kind of.
You know, so that's the thing with the summer. We actually have to move everything out of the greenhouses and out into, you know, we're lucky that we have some space. And I can't have our individuals, you know, it's another thing we're paying attention to. If it's a little too warm, I'm making sure that, you know, you have sunscreen, that, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So.
Well, anyway, I mean, earlier I called you were a babysitter
mm-hmm.
for all of the plants. You're really part babysitter, part farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're having to look at the weather and know,
yep.
you know, just to regulate temperatures. And then if it's, you have to have things watered. Things don't water themselves.
They sure do not, no. I wish they did. You can use drip irrigation. We don't have any. you actually have to go out and pay attention. And you know, I walk by and look, and if something doesn't look quite right, I'm pulling you, and I have what I call a sick bed. Mm-hmm. I'm moving you over, and you need a little extra care. You know, plants, just
a
like people.
Bed.
I have a sick bed, yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, where I don't think you're quite right. That's the sick bed. And then you just need a little extra care so that I can get you back right.
In the past, we've talked about if people have, and especially in the spring after you use things, if you've got extra pots, you can you always can use extra pots, I know.
Yeah, and any plastic, I mean, anything that you think that could help us,
yes,
we
absolutely.
Will happily take. We get a lot of plastic, which, you know, we can't use it all, so then it goes to garden clubs, master gardeners, you know, school mm-hmm. projects. So we do, if we actually can't use it, we do send
pass
it off.
It on.
Do we pass it on? And, you know, we can always use things like greenhouse plastic. And, mm-hmm. You know, if you have something that you think could help us, you know, too many extra plants, you know, that's another thing. With our sick bed, Val, the amazing florist locally,
yeah,
she brings us the plants that aren't looking so good that she has for us to rehab and do what we need with them. She just gives them to us. Yeah, she's so cool. And once again, that's another, we get to go see somebody in the community, a small local business. Yeah. Yeah, so.
And if you've got soil you want to
And any donation that you think could help us, we will take a look at it.
We will take it.
Yeah. We'll take it.
And it helps. It helps the whole program.
It does.
Those are things you're not having to buy.
Yes.
And are going back into the community.
Exactly.
Too. Yep. And once again, if we can't use it, then, you know, we know people who can. You know, seeds, all sorts of stuff. Anything that you could think of that might help, we happily take it.
Pots, seeds, soil, sick plants.
Yeah.
Yes, anything.
A lot of those don't actually make it into the greenhouse because then I have to worry about like cross contamination. There's a whole lot that goes on that.
that is something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
So, but anyway, there may be people out there that have things that they can donate. Just get, I guess, Alexis, get a hold of you at Rappahannock Adult Activities.
Just drop it off. We don't even have to be there. You can just leave it by the door. We find it.
Yeah, yep. you'll know what to do. But especially, I would think, boy, pots and soil would be a big thing if you can if you can make donations, something like that.
Yep,
for sure.
Again, the plant sale Monday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 9 to noon, through May the 16th. When we come back, we're going to meet some of the, we've been talking about some of the people involved with Rappahannock Adult Activities. We're going to meet a few of them. They're here for a radio station tour, and we're going to pull them in here.
Yay!
And then also, we're going to wrap it up again and talk about what you can expect on May the 16th, 12 to 2, 750 Kings Highway. You can go and be part of the last day of the plant sale, and then you can go to the...
The birthday party.
Yeah, the 50th anniversary birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're excited.
We'll do that when we come back. Alexis and Raven here this morning from Rappahannock Adult Activities. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We have some real special guests in the studio this morning. Rappahannock Adult Activities has been our focus. Alexis Fox, Raven Neal here talking about the 50th birthday party. And we have three of the participants that we have been talking about, along with Kemp, who brought them here. Alexis, I'll let you you ask them some questions or get a few things, you know. Right. You know some of the things to talk about.
Warren, what's your favorite thing about the party?
The party, Party.
Do you like dancing?
Dancing.
Do you like cake?
Cake.
We're gonna have cupcakes and funnel cake.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
And Warren, there will be a DJ, so there will be dancing as well.
You gonna dance?
Amari, what is your favorite part of a birthday party?
Cake.
Vanilla. Vanilla cake?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make sure there's vanilla cake there for you. What do you guys like about the plant sale that we have every year? You like to plant
You
them?
Like to plant them?
Yeah.
Amari, what about you?
Drink.
Okay.
Soda.
Drink sodas. That's my favorite too. Do you two help with delivering the Valentine's Day bouquets?
I
bet people get really excited to see you at their door bringing them a dozen roses. I bet.
You guys are awesome. After we're done here, we're gonna walk around the we'll take you and show you around the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Kemp, what's your favorite part about a party?
Oh man, it's gotta be the dancing.
All right, the dancing. Kemp's the dancer.
Can't wait to see.
Yeah, the party's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of different things to do. Hopefully staff from all different years will be coming, and we are all going to celebrate the program together on May 16th. You're going to be there, Maury? You're going to be there, Maury? Awesome.
That's the place to be.
Very excited. Everyone's going to have a really great time together.
When is it?
All right, so it's May 16th. The plant sale will be from 9 to noon that day, and then the party is from noon to 2, and the plant sale will be going on until 2. So
May 16th,
that is a Saturday.
Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Wow. Yes. Very excited. We are
food trucks, cake, cupcakes, a DJ, dancing, lots of pictures.
I heard there was more.
Kemp, you're probably referring to the dunk tank.
I have a
feeling you'll be in line to throw balls while I'm sitting.
Yeah, I would be probably want to be part of it too.
You're going to be in the actual tank.
Yes.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be there early.
Yes, I am going to actually be in the tank.
Well, Randall, you touched on something when you mentioned it's you know, some past people who've been involved in the startup are going to be there. I'm sure for them that'll be really an exciting thing, just to see the growth of the program.
Absolutely.
and to see just like, you know, these guys here, just to see people that are involved today.
Yeah, and they'll get to see some people that have been with us for a long time that they used to support. And we will also be doing tours of inside the day support program for anyone that's interested to walk around and to see what changes have happened since they were there and what we're doing now.
No, it just to see it up close does show you. I mean, and that, to me, just to walk around the building, and Alexis has taken me through, and just to see the offices and the passion that you all have. There's lots of plants out there, Alexis, still. So this is a good week, I would think, to start. It's going to be warm this week. We may get some rain, and so make your way out today and tomorrow and Wednesday before the rain comes, especially.
Yep. Or after the rain when it's easier to plant. During the rain.
Yeah. And again, I saw a lot of tomatoes.
Lots of tomatoes.
And a lot of flowers.
A lot of flowers. We got a lot of plants.
So again, 750 Kings Highway, just about a mile and a half from Walmart. You'll see it on the right hand side.
Yep, like you're headed towards King George.
King George, and you'll see in a field a bus with a big sign on it that says "Plant Sale," and that is going on. And to participate in the plant sale, Alexis, you're helping support the programs that the guys who are standing in this room right now get to benefit from.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can help out by coming to our birthday party, you know.
The birthday party.
For $5, you can throw 3 balls at Raven.
Oh, Raven, I'm so ready. I'm going to save my money. I am going to save my money.
I'm so excited for this. Yes, I'm so glad I agreed to it.
Just because, just for a behind the scenes, and usually I wouldn't say this, but I just feel like this morning, Alexis got here right at 8,
mm-hmm.
and usually guests will come in and wait inside.
Yes.
Raven stayed in her car
until
Alexis got here, because she wasn't going to come inside until Alexis was with her.
Yes.
We were going to start a program just Raven and I.
Alexis is very seasoned and experienced in this. So, yes, she is a great benefit to me.
How long have you been working?
I have done the radio now a few times. Alexis has a lot more experience in it. So, yes, she definitely coaches me and makes me feel, great about doing this.
That's so great. How long have you been working for RAI?
I've been at RAI for 12 years.
12 years we talked about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
12 years. Different positions.
May 16th, again, is the 50th anniversary birthday party. It is from 12 to 2 on the 16th at 750 Kings Highway. That is the same place that right now you can go. Well, at 10 o'clock this morning, you can go to the plant sale that is going on Monday through Fridays from 10 to 4, Saturdays 9 to noon. And lots of plants, lots of things, and your involvement, whether it's in the birthday party, whether it's to buy plants or even make donations of plants, Alexis really helps.
Yep, it all helps.
Again, May 16th, 50th birthday party, 12 to noon at 750 Kings Highway. Alexis Fox, Raven Neal, and everyone else, Kemp, you and your crew that you brought. Thank you all for what you do in the community. And get involved with Rappahannock Adult Activities with donations and purchasing stuff. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad you got out of the car, Raven, and came in this morning. Very happy.
Me too.
That is it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Greenline Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.